I want to begin by saying I have great respect for Ms. Lynch, as I've said before, her extraordinary career as a prosecutor pays great credit to her and to her nomination. Indeed, if confirmed, and I hope she is, I believe that she could be a truly great attorney general. If great leaders are shaped at great moments in history, this could be such a moment for Loretta Lynch. The Justice Department is at the epicenter of a constitutional crisis, a crisis that consumed her predecessor and his department. As my academic writings indicate, I've been concerned about the erosion of the lines of separation of powers for many years, and particularly the erosion of legislative authority of this body and of the House of Representatives. That concern has grown to alarm in the last few years under President Obama, someone that I voted for, someone with whom I happen to agree on many issues, including some of the issues involved in these controversies. We are watching a fundamental change in our constitutional system. It's changing in the very way that the framers warned us to avoid. The Justice Department has played a central and troubling role in those changes. In my view, Attorney General Holder has moved his department outside of the navigational beacons of the first and second articles of our Constitution. In that sense, Ms. Lynch could be inheriting a department that is floundering. The question is whether she can or will tack back to calmer constitutional waters. And any person who claims that they can get the job done alone is giving the very siren's call that the framers warned us against, and one that I hope this body resists. In my testimony, I've laid out examples of how this change is occurring. I've divided it between obstruction of legislative authority and the usurpation of legislative authority. The American people, in my view, have been poorly served in recent years by the Justice Department. The balance that has been sought in recent years has been lost, precisely as the framers have feared. The rise of a dominant executive within our system, a type of Uber presidency,